Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
5-1-0, declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Feed me.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Live. I am the big guy, Ryback. Happy Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me on another edition of the Ryback Show. We are streaming live over on Instagram and TikTok, the big guy, Ryback 22. Always greatly appreciated for your guys' live stream participation of just kind of watching the show to question and answer format. You, the listener, are my co-host and super chatter brought up on the screen here on Ryback TV on YouTube. And I do my best to answer your questions, health, fitness, supplementation, mindset, anything in life, pro wrestling, sports, whatever it may be, popular things going on in the world that we live in. Not a political show. We try to avoid that as much as possible. And it's a good time. So thank you guys. I'm deep into my fast. Here, another 24-hour fast, and got to get quite a bit of shoulder work done today as well with everything. We've got a lot going on, a lot to talk about. We got a whole week to catch up on what you guys want to talk about, pro wrestling and life. And as always, guys, this show is available on all podcast platforms. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. If you have a moment to swing over there and leave a positive review, the big guy, that being me, the big guy, says thank you in advance. With that, this show, this podcast is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors. Vegan friendly for he, she, and thee on feedmemore.com. You can save 20% on your orders with discount code RYBACKSHOW20. That's discount code RYBACKSHOW20. That's in the description and will be in the comments pinned section after the show is up on that. And all of this month, guys, I am giving you a free bottle. That is right. Free $34.99 value of our Brain Feed Memory and Focus support. Guys, if you like Alpha Brain, you're going to love Brain Feed. Alpha Brain, month supply, $74.79.99 in that ballpark for that. Not only are we over half the price of that for the bottles, I'm actually giving you a bottle of Brain Feed that is stronger and better than Alpha Brain. That's a great formula, no doubt about it. Our Brain Feed is superior to that. It is far better. It is stronger. And with the addition of Teacrine in it and the Ginkgo Biloba, you're going to go, wow. I can't believe the big guy's giving this away for free, but it's my way of getting you to try a product that will make it more popular down the road. I did it with our Hope Spot, and our sales of Hope Spot have gone up significantly since I did a free trial of giving you guys a bottle of that a while back. So check that out. Put your orders in. Click the free gift. Get your free bottle of Brain Feed. Save 20%. You get a free supplement for buying supplements, merchandise on the website. You ain't going to find a lot of better deals on that out there, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Okay. All right. Let's see. We're going to try to get some good questions here today, guys. I'm trying to wake up. I've went and got my coffee, took the dogs for their little daily car ride. Busy Saturday here in Vegas. At one of the parks that I'm not far from. Soccer season is in full effect. Cars are parked everywhere up and down the streets. Not in my gated community, but outside of it, just everywhere. And the Starbucks line was really long today, and the dogs were not too happy about that. I would have just ran in normally if the line was as long as it was, but not when I have the dogs. I will never leave them alone or leave them in the car, even if it's just for a few minutes. I just don't do it. Would never chance that. And the big guy's overprotective of them, especially with Sophie and her back and everything. But they gave me a free black coffee today for the wait. It was probably a good, we're talking 20, close to 25 minutes. Maybe like 22, 23 minutes. So for a regular black coffee, that's a bit of a time with the dogs. But we just wait. What else are you going to do? I listen to my audiobook and put out a tweet that I wish that Starbucks had a separate line for people that just drink straight up black coffee like me. And then I get a free coffee out of it. So I'm happy. But yeah, anyways, guys, let's get going. Hello, hello. Good to see all of you guys. Somebody says, hey, Bill Goldberg. thank you very much. We're going to shell shock you out of here, but thank you. That made me laugh. It's crazy that some people will hold on to some things like that. I mean, super chat, Tyler Sugru. Thank you, buddy. What's up, big guy? So glad Strowman is back. Yeah, we have a clip on that is talking about the Braun Strowman return. I'm very happy if he's happy, and hopefully he got a good deal, and we'll see what kind of opportunities and things that they're going to do with him in the future. But he is the largest, biggest, I think, guy in pro wrestling right now. Outside of, they have the guy that AEW has, that big giant guy, but he's with the group of people, right? But he's not. Braun is a legitimate main event star at any time. And I'm very, very happy for him. I think he gives them, helps. You need guys like that. And I always enjoyed wrestling him. We didn't get to wrestle him a lot. We did a lot of mixed tags, so we had brief interactions, and we've had some back and forth, not a lot though. Never did like an individual singles match with him like I did with, they used to wrestle Harper and Rowan individually a bit, and more Rowan than even Harper just maybe a few times, but a lot of tags with both of them. And when you're doing six-man tags with three guys on each side, it was like me and the Usos versus the Wyatts, or me and Cesaro and Ambrose, Moxley versus the Wyatt family. And it would usually either be three or four men, six or eight man tags. So you're never in there, like, you're in there, but you're never in there like a long time, particularly unless you're like just not in there overly long with any one person, because you're constantly making tags and stuff. But I always enjoyed wrestling him. And definitely, like I said, a boost to that show getting him. Yeah, so everything going on right now with WWE is I've always been very honest and transparent on all this stuff going on. Beyond frustrated, I think, is I'm ready to get this over with. We gave them one opportunity. I talked about that. They reached out last month, 2 to 3 days. It was a Sunday they reached out. My deposition was that Tuesday that I was going to go with my deposition. And their attorney, they reached out, whom I am not fond of one bit. I don't like him. And I look forward to actually meeting him in person here at the deposition. And just straight up, I'm going to be very professional. But I'm going to make it very uncomfortable and awkward for him. And he's going to know. He's going to know when he's done. And I look forward to that if we get to that point. But they reached out and they asked for another 30-day extension to try to agree. They wanted to amicably come to a settlement, which we had agreed on all terms outside of one thing, the monetary amount. And they made it seem, they go, this would be the first step in repairing the relationship. And we go, well, you know what? They said under the new leadership. And I go, you know what? We'll give them one more opportunity, even though under the Vince and the other ones, they screwed us and just kept asking for extensions to just waste up my time and make me spend more money. And so I tell my attorney, I go, okay, they're saying the new leadership, I'm watching everything that you guys are watching play out on TV. I go, let's see if Hunter, Stephanie, and Nick Khan, let's see if they do anything different. And long story short, they did it. They wasted the month. They sent back the same exact settlement that I'd already denied and just put zero effort into trying to resolve this. In which then, okay, let's go forward with the deposition because I'm going to win this. So they're trying to delay the deposition. They've delayed this all along. This is what they do. They want to waste my time and waste my money. They know my social media is restricted everywhere. So they know that the longer this goes on, that it bothers me, right? And that like it's, but what they don't realize is I truly give no F's over anything anymore. Like I've gone on this long. I can go on a few more months with my social media. I've gone 6.5 years. I've survived the worst of the worst already with all of this, right? I could care less if I get 10 people watching my show. If they go, let's crank up the restrictions. I'm still getting, I haven't stopped, right? You guys haven't seen me quit. Not going to happen with it because I know it's all going to be made up when the truth is going to win. So anyways, the deposition date now is set for early October, but they're trying to now, they've filed for another 2-week extension on their end, which I'm hoping they deny them because there's no need for them to need another extension with this. They've had months to be ready for this deposition, which it is mind blowing. Like I said, all I got to do is just give the facts in straightforward, very simple answers. I could like, this is, you know, but they we'll see what happens. Once I get to my deposition, everybody involved in my case has been fired from WWE. So they really, outside of Hunter and Stephanie who were there, but who weren't really, Hunter was involved in some stuff, but a lot of it, you know, and he was involved. He would be the one, I guess, if like they have to do their deposition. My guess is he has to be the one. Nobody else there is privy to any of the information to be able to speak on anything. But even he's so far out of like, you know what I mean? But they want to waste my time. I'll waste theirs. And then they'll have to, you know. So that's where we're at with everything. Like I told you guys, I wrote a statement to Hunter, Stephanie, and Khan, mostly to Hunter. And I let them know where I'm coming from and that, hey, if you guys ever want to, you talk about wanting to fix this relationship. And I stated all the things that have happened that got us to this point and what they've done. I go, you go ahead and fix it. Otherwise, I win the trademark and we never do any business ever again. And that ain't no BS. This is get this over with or we're done. So I don't need, there's other options. You know, I can go get my fix of pro wrestling in other places. So we'll see how bad they want to repair that relationship. Right. And that's just me being honest and transparent. It ain't on my end. You guys want to restrict the social media of a guy that when you tried to take away, had me sign over everything with an NDA when I left. And just because you got denied, so you go ahead and you restrict me everywhere because I didn't give you my supplement company and my podcast and all my social media handles. Man, that alone is so criminal on so many different levels with that. And so, hey, we'll see if you guys want to make the situation right with that. Hey, you want to force me to drop a multi-million dollar lawsuit for my messed up ankle because you sent me to a doctor you guys didn't want to check that had been sued 10 times in 5 years for malpractice? And you guys say you're going to take care of me and say I need to put the company first or you're going to fire me? And I go, oh, I want to live my dream. I'm going to be in the main event. You're going to let me earn my money back. Okay, it's going to be water under the bridge. And then you lie to me and you stab me in my back? No, the repair isn't on my end with it. I've been trying to move on for 6.5 years and they've latched on to everything I've done. And that's to me where it's like, hey, you're the new guy in charge, Hunter. You're the big man in charge. Be a big man, right? You've already seen how karma plays out, my man. You've already seen it. Be a man and do the right thing and fix the relationship. So, and I told him straight up how I feel. So, and it's, and I told him, hey, I would love, you guys want to get this settled? Let's have a face-to-face conversation. Get all of you together. I don't care how many, get 10 of you, get your attorneys. Let's have a face-to-face conversation. Let's go over the facts of everything. And if you want to repair the relationship, but don't think I'm going to be some little bitch-ass mark and sign that shit for free and say, oh, I'm going to trust you guys again. Get the fuck out of here. Not going to happen. So we'll see, game. Let's see what you do. Let's see the ball is in your court and let's see what the fuck you do to repair the relationship. Otherwise, don't fucking talk to me. Big guy out. Good to see you. Hello, hello. Am I going to watch the Logan Paul and Roman Reigns press conference? It starts in 10 minutes. How the hell am I going to watch that? I'm live on the Ryback show. I did see that they were going to do it. They're here in Vegas at the Resort World. It was on. I watched a bit of SmackDown yesterday, and I found it odd. I go, why the hell are they coming to Vegas to do a press conference with Logan Paul and Roman Reigns at one of the hotels here for an event? It's not here in Vegas, right? As far as I understand, or is it? Did I miss something? And they're doing a show in Vegas that I'm not aware of. But we'll see. Yeah, Logan Paul, they don't have a lot of talent to fight Roman Reigns anymore. They've gone through the people they've had. They need to get Roman to WrestleMania. And so they need opponents. And Logan, I have no problem with Logan Paul getting an opportunity against Roman Reigns. I thought they did the show. They set it up nicely with the show. And hold on, throw a little shell shock here. Knock, knock, about to get shell shocked out of Rybackville. And you know, I think it will create, it's a good opportunity to see just how good Logan Paul is. I think, you know, an individual match is a lot different than doing a tag match. You could protect a guy in a tag match heavily, even though I thought he did exceptional and clearly put in the work to get through that match. But, and especially to know how good Logan Paul actually really is, you would have to see him on live events. And like see him on the fly kind of in some situations. But, you know, they did it with Ronda Rousey and they protected initially until she got used to being in the business and working. And then you don't have to plan as much stuff out. You still plan stuff, but not nearly as much as once you get really going. But they could take a main event match and lay that out A to Z pretty much and protect him. And he just has to go out and execute, which is, by the way, not easy to do at all. With that, but he's clearly shown that he can do that. So I think it creates for an interesting matchup. He has a lot of attention. He is very popular, one of the most popular podcasts out there, right? And it's good to do crossover stuff and mainstream stuff like that and get main people that are known in the mainstream public because it gets new eyes on the product. I'm always a big fan of that. And because you're not doing that all the time and with everyone, but you pepper that in at the right time. And, you know, it obviously, and I think it's going to be for Roman and it's going to continue to build up that Roman Reigns empire that they have built up a lot. Since he's been there, they've been trying, but the last couple of years have really built up, right? Last few years. So I have no problem with that. I think it's a cool matchup. No, I've never ran into DJ Pauly D. Somebody asked me that on the show way back. I don't go out or anything like that. I stay away, guys, from like the whole club scene. I've been out many years ago. Remember Dolph Ziggler was in town for the AVN convention, and we went out with like Kendra Lust, and I think, did Phoenix go out? Phoenix was with other friends that night, but we went out with like Kendra Lust and a group of her friends and her husband, and it was a good time. And then I think we went to like Dre's nightclub. It's probably the only time I've been to a Vegas nightclub my entire life. And we had like a nice booth, like to ourselves, and, you know, we took pictures and stuff, but like just drinking wine for the night. That was real. That's when I started my wine. But I don't do that stuff. Like, I mean, that was like the handful of times that I've gone out in Vegas is the few times has been with Dolph, and that's it. Where it's like a planned event, and it's a once in a blue moon rare big guy going out appearance or occurrence, whatever you want to call it. Flavors are the flavors that we have on Feed Me More Nutrition right now, guys. A lot going on, and we've got just a ton. Eventually, we got to see on the mango candy at some point will be back in stock. It's not right now. The pink lemonade is our best seller on that, and that one has always been our best seller. And so the focus is on that one right now, along with the other 13 supplements. So, are you drunk a lot? No, not at all. I would say I'm rarely ever drunk. I drink wine typically, or I'll do those seltzers once a week, and then right before my 24-hour fast. And it's kind of like my treat for the week, a little bit of balance. And it's more, and the amount that I do is more to get, I would call it more of a buzz of not like, I can't recall the last time that I was like drunk. It was probably with Dolph, like where I was truly genuinely drunk. And it takes a lot of alcohol for me to like be what I would consider, and there's levels to it, right? As far and buzz can be drunk, but like buzzed is you're typically just feeling good, being drunk and where you're like, you know, you don't remember things, or where you like that's a different level. That lonely times has been with Dolph, where I take an Uber out and Uber home and just have a good time. But like on wine, it would take, I couldn't even tell you, like I could drink two bottles of wine and it's like very, very mild, but I drank it over a course of 4 or 5 hours, legit with like a gallon and a half of water. So it's not like I'm taking two bottles of wine and chugging it. If I did that, I would probably feel it way more. When you just sip it and keep filling it up with water for 4 hours, it's such a mild, it's the most mature way I think you could drink and have get the relaxation benefits of it and the nice little buzz benefits without dehydrating yourself and getting drunk, right? And getting to that stage. I think I missed a super chat. Let me go ahead. We're going to shell shock. No spamming in the chat, guys. You will get shell shocked out of Rybackville. I actually just shell shocked you, picked you back up, meat hooked you, picked you back up, shell shocked you out just for your ridiculous amount of spam. I want to make sure we make that clear for everyone. Whoever that guy was, he really got worked over pretty good. Tyler Sugru, Ryback Show regular. Hope everything goes good with WWE. So many good matches waiting to happen. Ryback versus Lashley, Ryback versus Lesnar is the main two I want to see. Thank you very much, Tyler. You're definitely a fan of the big guy matches, big strong bulls and they're locking up. Tyler, can you imagine? What would you do, Tyler, if it was not a triple threat? Is it a quadruple threat? Ryback versus Braun versus Lashley versus Brock. It's marketed as the most destructive matchup of all time. And we destroy the entire arena, literally the entire arena in the match. We destroy everything. By the time the match is said and done, everything is destroyed. That would be a lot of fun and probably very, very, very painful. why are you jealous of CM Punk? It's just one of those deals that, let me go ahead and shell shock you out of here so you can't hear the answer, which would drive you crazy. I'm jealous of CM Punk because I wake up, I look in the mirror, and I go to myself, big guy, God, I wish I had a bunch of really shitty tattoos and a skinny fat body and gray hair all over and just balding. I'm bald by choice, by the way. I grow a great set of hair. And I go, man, I really wish I had the body of Phil Brooks. Man, I wish I had the personality of Phil Brooks. I wish I could lie and make everything about me and just be a super egotistical, narcissistic prick 24/7. God, why, God, why? Why have you not given me those traits? And that is why, my friend, I am jealous of CM Punk. I look like Taz. I'll take that as a compliment. Taz looks like a badass. Still, Taz still looks great. I'm a big fan of Taz's. I loved watching Taz wrestle. I love Taz's commentary. I think he's fantastic. He's witty. He's funny. And I always thought he was a badass in the ring. Loved his style. Somebody like in the chat saying they're Italian. Congratulations. I'm 7% Italian as well. I don't really openly go out and go to chat and the podcast or chat forums and say, hey guys, I'm Italian. It's me, you're right back. I'm Italian. 7%. I don't do that, but hey, to each their own. You like to go into the chat and let everybody know, hey guys, I'm Italian. Cool. Man, we got some real weirdos in here. I met a big fan of Umaga and Viscera. Algeria, welcome to the Ryback Show. Any plans to visit India? Somebody asked. Not right now. I've been there multiple times and had a great time the times I was there. Outside of, I did have an occurrence with me, Dolph Ziggler, and R-Truth. They held us hostage. They made us go down to the passport thing. They used us as they tried to get more money out of this. Is, I don't know if I've ever talked about this. I might have mentioned it briefly. They wanted more money from WWE. By the way, we're in a 5-star hotel, not allowed to leave the hotel. Very strict instructions. Not allowed. Only could work out at the hotel gym. Not allowed to go to outside gyms. India is chaos. If you've never been to like Mumbai, to New Delhi, like it is rich mixed with poor and like it, beautiful, but like crazy. Like you can get lost like that and like very passionate fans, right? And they. WWE security had, they requested me, Dolph Ziggler, and R-Truth, and it was some India officials, and they had to take our passports, and they wanted more money for something. And WWE was like, and this, they had people there, and they had one security guard with us, just one, by the way. And I just know he kept saying they want money. They wanted to meet us in person, and they had some people there, some kids. But they were trying to negotiate more money for something, and WWE was like, no. And they had to take us into a van and like get us the hell out of there. And I remember we were just like looking at each other like, I feel like that could have went like way worse. Like we could have like gone missing or something at some point. And they're like, yeah. Like it was, to this day, I don't know what the hell the situation was. And we were just like, none of us wanted to like really think that we would be put in that kind of position, I think. And now looking back and knowing that, I've just go, man, I wish I would have just like said, hell no, I'm not going down there. Cause it was, I remember it was, it's crazy. You never know when like in other places there, but I had a mall appearance there. I've had some really cool appearances there and had a good time the times that I was there. Someone says they love that CM Punk answer. Thank you. Sure, that'll piss off a few people that could coincidentally love watching my show also. Super chat. Project Brainchild says, has anyone tried to shoot on you during a match? No, I'm trying to even think if like you were wrestling with somebody and you're joking around, like, cause if that was going to happen, it would essentially just be if you're someone, you know, trying to joke around, but not even that has happened. Never. And, I've never had any instances in the ring of like, where like something happened and like somebody tried to like give a receipt or anything. Never on anything. I've always had, I try to go back and think on like things. Wrestling was pretty easy. I could be physical on that. And I think I'm pretty good at making it look like I do things very hard when at the same, I can hit hard in safe places and make things look a little worse than what they actually are with that. But I've never had anyone, no. I don't know if there's a best mind in, I think there's a lot of great minds in wrestling. Tyler Sugar with another super chat. That would be the greatest fatal four way. Yeah, fatal four way. I'm thinking quadruple threat. Fatal. Don't know. Quadruple threat. I like quadruple threat better. The fatal four way. That would be the greatest fatal four way of all time. Haha. Complete and utter carnage, man, would be amazing. That's WrestleMania quality match. Oh, yeah. That would be. The match would be billed as Vince's last request. It would be Vince's last request for a match, and Vince up in the press box just watching in anticipation. I would definitely be taking the pin in that if it was his last request. What would I do if Punk started shooting on me in a match? Brother, it would have to be, he would have to have a death wish if that was the case. I'd probably, though, just step on his foot and then watch him tear his tricep and tear his labia and run out of the ring crying. You know how many times I confronted Phil in WWE, by the way? Never once did he ever attempt to ever swing on me. I mean, I've said some stuff to him. I found it funny. I was like, of course. The guys that are smaller than him, he goes and he tries to swing, which, by the way, he didn't hurt anybody. Spoiler alert. Real shocker with that one. The best part of that whole thing is Kenny Omega. I love the fact that Kenny Omega was trying to save the dog. I think of all of this, it makes Kenny Omega look like an even better person. That's exactly what I would have done. I would have been kind enough to put the dog and make sure the dog is all right, and then go back in there and then beat Phil's ass, right? Like make sure the dog, that's how like my brain, like if a dog was in jeopardy, I'd be like, no, this can hold off for a second. Let's get the dog, make sure the dog's okay. I love the fact that that is how Kenny Omega thinks. Makes me a bigger fan of his. I've always heard he was a good person, but that makes me even like him more, knowing that he was trying to save the dog. With the dog's name Larry. Hell of a move by Omega. If anything in all of this, I think we all can just take for the fact that Phil's a piece of shit and Kenny Omega is a good person. And I don't know, the Young Bucks, and I tend to think that they're probably good people too, knowing what I know about Phil. I like the fact that they don't like him. Makes me like them way more. Good to see all of you. Another shell shock. Go ahead and make another account, buddy. Oh yeah, the spammers, they love to tune in for that Ryback show Saturday. They've got their bags of snacks, Pop-Tarts, pants off. Got a little thing of baby oil on their sticky, really cheap made IKEA. They bought from a garage sale. It's not even brand new from IKEA. Computer desk, broken drawers and stains all over it. And just sitting there, just enjoying the Ryback show on Saturday. They've got the technology to make all the different accounts and come in. And they're having the time of their life. The big guy acknowledging the little marks like that, man, they make the show better. They allow me to show a little bit of my personality, a little bit of my wit and my sense of humor, and, you know, have a little bit of fun. I enjoy the creative names they come up with. Knock, knock, about to get shell-shocked. And then we continue on with the show. Yeah, definitely Hot Pockets. They're not even Lean Pockets, Hot Pockets. They eat, and that's with all the chips and the Pop-Tarts, and they've got all the sodas, just Mountain Dew stains all over the sticky counters with everything else. Cheese puffs all over the computer, just orange dust everywhere. 84 browsers open between porn and wrestling. Bullman says, thank you for the super chat. Did you have fun with the Nexus storyline? Absolutely. Nexus is one of my favorite periods, man, in pro wrestling. Genuinely, truly, just so nervous and excited at the same time every single day with that. We went from thinking we were going to go back down to developmental after NXT to being on the main roster in their main storyline, working main events with all the top guys. Far before any of us were actually genuinely, truly ready with that. I always laugh. People always say, like, the Ryback. I was more than ready by the Ryback. I was so ready, even though that just got back not long, but, like, mentally was ready with that. Early on with that in the group, coming from developmental, and like, that was, I mean, a learning experience that I am truly grateful. Got to literally learn from the best right away. And Jericho and like live events and man, and just such an exciting, cool period, man. And I always say, like, deep down, I really hope before it's all said and done, it is one of those. I would like Nexus to have one real good moment, come together on, and I've talked about it on the show, and, you know, I genuinely want Nexus to have closure of the group, of everyone being back, whether it's just a one-time thing, whether it's a short-time thing. And I've got different ideas on how I think that would be really cool to play that out, and to give it that final stamp. And because I think it did, we made a very memorable impact on wrestling fans, and it, especially that debut. And I think we'll always forever be remembered, the group, even as short ran as it was and however bad it got after I got injured and things went creatively in a different direction. And which I hold myself very accountable for that. Like, I feel horrible. I remember used to apologize to the guys. Like, I felt like I let everybody down, and like, cause we were all a big part of that. And then we kicked Darren Young out, and and I got hurt, and then they kicked Tarver out, and the group worked with, group should have had a year run with everybody, the seven of us, but hey, things happen the way that they happen, and, you know, never say never, right? But I had a blast. Super Chat Project Brainchild. Before you went vegan, did you ever eat at the Heart Attack Grill? No, I've never eaten there. And obviously, I went vegan for 13, 14 months straight, full vegan. And then Avo Vegetarian, where I do eggs and for the most part. And, you know, I do it now, and I'm very conscious of, like, of animals and, but I do understand also, and that the world, the way that the world operates in, like, the circle of life, and, like, you look at, like, all of life is, like, eating and killing most, not all, most, right? That, but you do have other creatures that thrive on a, like, a plant-based diet, and gorillas being one of them, right? The strongest animals on the planet. And humans are another one that can thrive on a plant-based diet, and research shows this. And so that is really, and I'm so physical and health oriented. And I saw such a massive improvement when I switched to that, in going that way. But I also, though, I think it, cause at first too, when you learned about it, and, like, and I think this happens to a lot, you get angry because you see the cruelty and the way the world works, and like the cruelty to animals, and it sucks. And I hate it with it, but you see also watch videos, TikTok shows a lot of them, watch, you know, National Geographic, and watch what happens to animals when, you know, they kill and eat each other. And that's horrific with that. But, like, humans, we're supposed to be better. And there's a better way. And there's a way not to, and not everything should be just about profit and right. There needs to be a more humane way with stuff. And, but, like, and so that is where I really learned that and applied that to my life. But at the end of the day, like, you know, if I have a situation that comes up and we're out and there's, hey, we're going to go, and I haven't done this yet, but like, we're going to go to this all you can eat Texas Day Brazil or a Brazilian steakhouse, right? I think I could go there and enjoy myself and possibly not eat that, but also not beat myself up too bad if I did with that. But knowing the research, knowing everything, trying to be as plant-based as possible, because I know that my performance, it helps me in that, and I feel better overall. And watching my sodium is in, right, not eating a lot of processed foods and whatnot. But I've never eaten at the Heart Attack Grill. And I wanted that stuff, like, that's the kind of stuff, man, that's so unhealthy. And, you know, and I did a few of those Ryback TV videos, and like with that, just the sodium content alone and all that stuff. And doing those, the people that do, like, you know, those huge food challenges and stuff. Man, a lot of people die young from that stuff and have heart stuff. And I've been lucky and never had anything in all my stuff, and always take care. I do a lot of cardio. I do a lot of sauna, and all my heart, I have a coronary artery calcium score of 0. My heart, all my heart tests came back perfect. And that was a couple of years ago. I'll probably schedule another one. It's good to do it every probably 2-3 years. Probably schedule another one here, either early the year or end of the year, early next year, end of this year. Cause it takes, like, the heart stuff, you got to like wear a thing around for like a few days, and like, there's different things. And then you got to do like the, what is it? The, where you got to, I forget, is it not the EKG? Maybe it is a stress test, but you got to run on the treadmill with like all the things all hooked up to you. And like, man, they make you work. Like to get my heart rate up, they had to put me on this huge incline and like all out sprinting. And like, I mean, you are shirt off, just sweating going in there, but it's good. You get all the information, you know, that you're healthy and what you're doing. And, but like that kind of stuff is, you know, I can get a lot more views even with the restrictions. Like I could get more views if I did that stuff on YouTube. It's just not worth it to me. I'd like to be able to do videos, you know, well into old age. And, you know, I don't want to have to ever be told that you got to like give up this or stop this because you lived recklessly for a period of time. And right with that. And I just think that stuff too, I think the older you get and like doing that stuff is it becomes riskier and riskier, you know, even in good health. You know, I don't think doing those challenges from Heart Attack Grill or in any way, shape or form good for you. Eating pounds of processed meat with high mega doses of sodium and condiments. Right. So, but I'm sure just the burger and stuff there tastes amazing and whatnot, but never. I've seen it, just never been. Missed another super chat here. We're going to go ahead and throw another Shell Shock out of here. Another Phil Brooks fan. Who do I think should be the guy to dethrone Roman? Me. Only logical person that makes sense. Someone's going to be really mad. How come he likes himself so much? Oh, sorry. I don't know how anyone achieves anything of success not believing in themselves. Super chat Bobby Reynolds. Thank you very much. What if Braun Strowman and Terry Tate, the office linebacker, have a match? I got to say, that might be one of the most random super chats I've ever had, and I greatly appreciate it. I don't know what would happen if they had a match. I would imagine it would be very physical. If that's guys playing the Terry Tate, the office linebacker, have a match, it would be a very physical matchup. I honestly don't know who Terry Tate is off the top of my head. If I saw an image or something, maybe I would know, but I don't know. But if he's a linebacker, he's no doubt intense and strong. So it would be a very physical, intense matchup is going to be my super chat answer on that. Did I like Heidenreich? I was around for Heidenreich. I got to meet Heidenreich many times. I was coming up in Tough Enough when Heidenreich was being used on TV. And I'll never forget, I was at TV, I think it was SmackDown, when Heidenreich no-showed TV one day, and everyone's like, Heidenreich went missing. And I remember it was like kind of like what? And I think he got released shortly thereafter, or if not, because I think something was going on. And then I met him down the road. I was living in Louisville, Kentucky. I think I had got released from developmental, and I was at a bar or a club or a bar or something with some of the guys one night, and I was loaded. And I remember I had a long conversation with Heidenreich that I remember nothing about, and it was the last time I ever saw him. But he was, I mean, I loved the music. I loved that machine music. I thought he had a great gimmick when he was Heidenreich, and, you know, I thought they could have done more, but I think there was a lot of stuff going on, and I don't like mentally, and hey, man, you know, people have lives and a lot going on. It's a stressful job, but you've seen it with other people there that get like anxiety and like, or they're on medications, and like, it's, you've got to have your shit together to, you know, and you're dealing with, you know, nowadays too, with like online and everything, and you got to know, like, you got to have thick skin, and you got to be able to just stay focused on what you're doing. And, but there's a lot of stress and pressure with that job on it when you're doing it on a day-to-day basis. And like, I mean, you're constantly, even when you're used to it, your body's just under massive stress, which is one of my favorite things of not being involved in it, is the constant relaxation mode that I'm in. Not talking like I work and train and get up and do, but like I'm not under stress. I don't have the stress of going through airports, the stress of flying, very stressful for me. Don't have to deal with that at all. The stress of driving long hours, the stress of constantly being asked for pictures, despite what mood you're in and whatnot of thing going on, the stress of being tired and stress of needing to find food. Then you got the stress of having to be physically ready to go perform in front of thousands of people multiple times a week. Then the stress of doing TV and pay-per-views constantly every week and every month, nonstop, right? And like, and you get, and I love it. Like I thrive, and but like it is for others, it's a huge deal. And again, it took years of training and mentally and getting yourself ready to where you could just go, boom, you have your routine. You can go just, it's a walk in the park. But for others, man, it's a mental stress. And I think he was just one of those and had other things going on. And I am not privy to any of that stuff going on, but you know, there has to be stuff going on where you don't show up to work right. And it's an unhappiness, and there's a lot of different factors that you just want to get out of that environment. And I understand it now a lot better than I did at the time. Thank you for the super chat. Howlett says, you're a lot more entertaining than Roman Reigns. Thank you very much. I think Roman is highly entertaining, though. I think he plays the character that he's playing very well. And I think Roman even has... He can add layers to that character as time goes on, if given the opportunity, if he's a babyface again, which I think he will at some point. Tyler says, remember Big Vito? I do remember. I follow Big Vito. We follow each other on TikTok. I like Vito. Vito came down to Deep South Wrestling and trained, was a special trainer when he was on the roster. I'll never forget my first year in pro wrestling at Deep South Wrestling. And I remember thinking it was really cool to get, because we didn't get to meet a lot of guys then. I was just getting started. So it was really cool to meet him. And he's always been, man, very nice and professional. And like, I enjoy, man. He was, you know, he had a great run up there, very memorable run too, and doing the stuff in the dress. I always loved him in WCW, the Mama Luke. And then was it with FBI, Full-Blooded Italians in WWE? Man, they were a big part of that stuff. They were on everything for a good period. So like, I grew up watching that stuff. I have nothing but respect. Anybody that came in the business before, they always... that's the reason why people, I have nothing but love and respect for pro wrestling and pro wrestlers, which that people that come before us and grew up watching and that are involved in the business and have that same love and passion. And right then they influence you getting into the business, and you learn from them, and you can either learn from what they did or what they didn't do, or learn from their mistakes. And then the business evolves and grows and over time and whatnot. So like, I have always, anybody I've ever met that too, from people I grew up watching or that came before I even my time and I got to meet in doing shows, always very, very respectful towards, and a big reason in seeing how a lot of them things have happened, why I spoke up on things and say what I say at different times on how the business can improve and the things that needs to be done. Did I miss another super chat here? Michael Burke, thank you very much. I noticed that all your social media handles have the number 22 in them. Is there anything special about this number, or was it just a random number you picked? Thank you very much for the question, Michael. It was, well, I wish I could just have Ryback as all my handles, which Twitter is Ryback. I've tried to get TikTok and Instagram because the person who has them doesn't even use their accounts. They created the name many years ago, and the social media companies won't. They've not, like, I've reached out. They won't, especially with everything going on. Like, they're not gonna, just not possible. But when I created them, that my name was taken, and I go, Jesus, I can't even use my name. And so I did the Big Guy Ryback, and even that was taken on some. So I had to go the Big Guy Ryback 22. No spamming, buddy. You're getting shell-shocked out of here. Love the Royal Rumble, though, but you probably didn't hear it because you got blocked. But the 22 was just a number I picked on it, essentially. And that was, it was, I like, I've always, number 22 has always been one of my favorite numbers. So. Let me see here, looking for other super chat here. Thank you, Project Brainchild. Can you recommend a vegan restaurant to eat at in Vegas? I want to shoot a video there for my YouTube channel next month. Ever perform in Seattle? I've been to Seattle many times and wrestled there. And I haven't been there in some time. I always loved, man, beautiful. I love the trips back up there, out in the upper west, that Portland, Seattle, Oregon, Washington, man, some of the best drives ever. Just the scenery and like just absolutely beautiful. And then obviously when you get into Seattle, and it could be a little more chaotic as you get like to the arena and that inner city part, but like on the drives. But I loved Seattle. Always loved going there. We didn't get to go there a ton. Usually it was once a year, maybe twice. It didn't seem like we ran other places so much more. And then you'd go out west and do Cali, and you'd do that upper, you'd do that loop. There's multiple places. I don't think I've ever been to Idaho, or maybe I have, but not like, maybe only once, you know, Montana, I think, North Dakota I've been to briefly. I think we did Fargo a couple times, a few times. Loved that. Like, I don't think I've ever, like, Wyoming. There's certain places I wish they ran. Go everywhere, but with that, can I recommend a vegan restaurant to eat at in Vegas? I want to shoot a video there for my YouTube channel next month. I would tell you, I think they're closing the Cafe Nofer. Check and see if they're still open. I know the girl that owns that, and I haven't heard back from her. I think they're shutting down. And I go, man, they had such a good menu, and they actually had a section for you to film if you wanted to record videos for people, which I thought was a brilliant idea. I would check, though, to see if they're still open. The Cafe Nofer on my Instagram, that's going to be my number one choice if you can. If not, Modern Vegan is so good that if you need to film it in there, they may be able to accommodate you if you ask. I think they would. I know the owner there, too. I just do stuff that I do in my car. I don't want to do stuff, but there's times in there I bet you could go, and they have another section kind of on the side that you may be able to go do your video if it's not overly busy, that they may not have a problem with. other than that, I mean, there's places, a lot of the places, different places are small. So I don't know like about letting you set up and to do a video. And you obviously, if you're talking, you know, you want to be able to do your stuff and you don't want people all around. Right. I'm trying to think of, no, I'm forgetting there has to be a bigger place. Modern Vegan though is close to the Strip. And I think they possibly would be open to it. If you come at a certain time or, and you call it an advance and see if you could, they have a, like a little side when you walk in that like they let their employees like eat over there that's away from the other tables that I think would be able to do a video. I'm more than confident because I've looked at it and go, oh, I could record there if I ever wanted to. But yeah, I'm going to go with the Modern Vegan. And if I think of something off the top of my head, I'll let you know if there's another place. There is one other, the other place, Garden Grill, which is up off Lake Mead in Buffalo. This is another one of my favorite places. They have outdoor tables where you probably could set up outside and do a recording outside the restaurant. Inside is, they have seating inside, but it wouldn't be, it's not big enough. The sound, the way it would travel, wouldn't be possible. Garden Grill outside where you could pop, that would maybe be my number one option. But if you could get Modern Vegan, I would check between those two. Good to see all of you guys. Thank you. I've never wrestled. I've met the Steiners. I've never messled. Just came up with a new word messled. Where the I've never messled. Wrestled Scotty Rick or Scott Norton. Scott Norton, man. That's another. What a badass. That guy. Growing up, he always, I used to play him in the WCW versus NWO Revenge game. I always liked picking him at times. I was Scott Steiner a lot too. I always liked Scott Norton. I always wish they did more of Scott Norton. I always enjoyed him, man. Super chat, MitchellDJ.com says, do you remember the kid making signs about AJ Styles? I remember I think you're talking about the WWE, was it Swerved or whatever that little show is they did it for a couple seasons with the guy, Jeff Tremaine from Jackass. Me and AJ did a segment together with a kid. That was a lot of fun. I do remember that kid. I remember doing it. And it was that we actually, we did the first take we did was that one, was the one that we ended up using, which we go, we got the take we needed, but we ended up having to record like four or five or six of them with different people just in case there was one better. And like everyone right away goes, there's not going to be one that tops this. And there wasn't with that. That one was just, was the home run. And, but we recorded with multiple people after that. By the way, not paid at all for that, by the way. How crazy is that? Did a television show, not paid. Yes. I will still use the shell shock. That is my finisher for life. Mezzled your bitches. Thank you for saying I'm so quirky. Brother, get out of here. Man, what is wrong with some of you? Good to see you, Walter. Thank you for stopping in. We talked about the trademark stuff, Walter, in the beginning of the show. I talk about that, an update on that. Maybe you didn't hear it, you heard part of it. What wrestling company do I think Bray Wyatt is coming back to? I don't know. If I had to guess, I would think that Bray would ultimately, if he comes back, come back to WWE, you know, I think one of the big concerns, and this isn't, is talent and people looking and like, I think, you know, and with AEW, I truly believe, and this is just my opinion, and I'm sure others agree with it and others don't, is that, you know, ever since I got into wrestling, getting on TV was very difficult. And you had to like go through, you had to be something special to get on TV, from developmental upwards to get called up to TV, to WWE. And I remember I really noticed how competitive it was and it, how it changed really from my time in Deep South Wrestling and Ohio Valley Wrestling, which, by the way, I'm one of, I think, the only people that have ever served in all the WWE developmental territories. Obviously, not HWA, which never was really an official. It was always OVW. So it's OVW, Deep South Wrestling, Florida Championship Wrestling, and NXT with that was involved in all of those, right? I think the only one ever. From someone mentioned that a while back, which I got experience in different areas, different coaches, and which is it's a blessing with all of that. But I completely lost my train of thought. When I'm fasting, where it's hit or miss if I'm gonna remind me what I was just talking about before I just went off on a tangent. Hold on, I got to find the damn question. I love that I lost my train of thought. Oh, I apologize. Getting on TV was the thing. When I got to Florida Championship Wrestling with Dusty Rhodes, and really seeing like with the talent down there, and like it was special to get put on TV. Which Dusty, I got put on right away as Ryback. And then evolved into Skip Sheffield and was used on everything, like worked nonstop on every TV, does promos, matches. Like but it was, you had to be like, it was difficult is what I'm getting at. And then to get called up to WWE, guys, it used to be like one or two guys might get called up. Not all of them would make it in developmental. Then it got where more, they needed more talent and there started becoming a little bit more opportunities to getting to TV. With that, but I've started where it was like almost impossible to get called up, to then to where it was like where it became more, the odds increased slightly based off of the developmental system improving and whatnot. But you know, one of the things I see, like when I watch like AEW, you know, and this isn't my, I don't have to worry about any of this, and it's the talent that signed those contracts. It's like, I believe though, you need to have certain people on TV every week, you know. Or in some capacity, I think you need your big stars on TV as much as possible. I think it needs to be a little more difficult to be on the shows. And that's just my, you know, I don't see that all the time. And it makes me kind of just go, it's none of my concern though. It's not my company or anything, but I just, you know, I think it needs to be, I want them to grow and improve and to be seen by as many people as possible. And I think that's very difficult to do when you don't have your big stars on TV every week and featuring those stars. And it's, you know, my generation and guys, it was so difficult to get on. So like, so if I ever see like young people or anybody like complaining about people, tough luck. That's the business. That's why those guys, those names, you got to get rid of those. Like you need to outwork them. You need to be a bigger draw than them. You need to have more followers than them, more fans than theirs. You know what I mean? It's not just like, but I think it's something mentality wise. I always understood that. I was like, I got to be special to take one of these guys out where it's like, we should be on TV. And like, it's not the way that it works. They should have you've got guys with huge followings, not doing anything on TV for extended periods of time. And I don't agree with that. You know, Wardlow, I think Wardlow should be being featured every single week on Dynamite. I've talked about that before when he wasn't. I go, if they want to make him a star, they got to start having him do this stuff on Dynamite. And they did. And what happened? He started getting bigger and bigger. Like, and I get they have two shows and they've got Rampage and whatnot, but you need to be like, great. If a guy's going to be on Rampage, you want Wardlow to be on Rampage, you got to feature him on Dynamite still. I just think and there's Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe should be on TV every week. Why is Samoa Joe not on TV every week? I want to see him involved in storylines and angles. And that's one of the things that really I watch. I keep track of that. Like, I'm like, man, that's some stuff that, like, red flags in a way. Like, you want to see some improvements in that stuff as a fan and as a talent with that. But, and I, so. Super chat. Do you have wrestling memorabilia, belts, toys, etc.? Just my stuff that I got from WWE. I don't have everything. I have the majority of stuff. They made stuff that I'm not even aware of that I'll occasionally hear or see. But I've got pretty much all the other stuff. I don't, outside of that, no, I don't collect. Like, I don't collect that stuff. I never did, even as a kid. I had action figures that I played with, but I never was like a collector. It's just never been my thing. I've never like bought things. And like, I get the people that do. I actually think that there's certain things like investment wise where that is very wise to buy things like action figures. I know Zack Ryder is really big into all that, and you can trade it and man, stuff goes up in value. You could buy something and sell it for more. That is just another form of investing that I dig with that, right? But like, as far as like just buying stuff to collect and to have, like, I've never been, dude, with anything. Growing up playing sports, I've never I never collected like sports memorabilia and like where I thought it was, outside of when I was a kid, like trading cards. And I have those books still. And I grew out of that at some point where I was like, okay. But I had like the trading cards and I put them in the little books with the plastic and keep the cards in mint condition or as good a condition, right? Which, by the way, I've got books of cards still. I need to go grab. I think I got them. I might have them here. They're still at my dad's. I probably should go get and see, just take it in and see like, how much money is in this? Because I've got some stuff. That's actually not a bad idea. I might. Thank you for that question. Thank you very much. I love you guys too. If I was in AEW, would I be afraid to bump into CM Punk? Man, let me tell you, it would be a stressful situation. I'd be walking on eggshells all day long just with my coffee jittering and shaking. Going, Jesus Christ, I hope I don't run into CM Punk, a.k.a. Phil Brooks, looking around the corners. Like, hey, psst, Jungle Boy, did you see CM Punk down there? And like, no, you're clear, big guy. Okay. And then like walking down the hall, but like I keep my head on the swivel. And but God, I hope I don't turn the corner and run face to face with Phil Brooks, whatever. And God, on God's green earth, will I do if I encounter that just superior human being? Feel that energy in my presence. I don't know what I'm going to do, having to hurry and get catering and then go sit in a corner at TV and eat where hopefully I don't see him. God, I think about that all the time, man. I appreciate the questions that some of you guys ask. Jungle Boy, though, would be my go-to. Jungle Boy would be my eyes and ears for Phil Brooks on that, to see if I could go to certain places. Yo, Jungle Boy, did you see CM Punk by the ring? Okay. Then I'd go out there. I appreciate the small guy Ryback. I went to bed at 288 pounds last night. So last time I checked, that is, quote, the big guy trademark status, brother. It's always the people, too. Like the people, like always like foreigners or people that are 105 pounds soaking wet. They'll be like, you ain't as big as I thought. Or you're small. I'm just like, have you seen me in person? Because nobody in person's ever said that to me. Everyone goes, Jesus, you're huge. I'm the big guy. I'm proportioned really well, too. So I think I could come off. And I wear 4X shirts all the time, too. So you got to keep that. I wear large clothing that fits me. Like so it's not like I'm wearing an extra large shirt that's baggy. It's a 4XL shirt, right? So, you know, you got to. Last I checked, the heavyweight division in UFC, the weigh-ins were 265, and I walk around at 288, 290 most of the time. So, and that's, I do a lot. I could be way bigger than that. That's doing a lot of cardio and keeping myself at that in that range. I could easily go over three bills if I wanted eating more carbs and cutting back a little bit on my cardio. But I enjoy having a strong, healthy heart and phenomenal cardio. I do listen to Eminem. I listen to the Stan song all the time, especially after doing this show. I listened to Stan 5 times in a row, and I understand so much what Eminem was going through. Why am I scared of CM Punk? Well, quite frankly, I'm scared of CM Punk because after he gets done with his media meltdown eating 44 Mindy's muffins with sugary sodas, I'm afraid he's just going to just punch me in the face. His dog's going to bite me. I wouldn't mind seeing you make it Luchasaurus extinct. He's a big guy, man. I love you guys, too. Thank you very much. Yeah, AEW Tony did sign a lot of people, no doubt, but I think that's great. And you use those other people on the other shows when you can. And I think you use your big contract guys on TV every week. That's just my opinion. But that formula has done well. And I think it needs to be, you know, Miro should be on TV every single week. You should be involved in storylines every month. And there's a lot of guys, the Aleister Black prior, and he was doing stuff, but like, I think the show needs to be a name after name after name with the people that like they've got Darby, Wardlow, Jungle Boy. I think you could leave these certain people in that they're homegrown talent, right? I'm not saying it, but like you need to, it does nobody any favors when you're on TV one week and then you're not seen for 3 months. And it's very, very difficult. That does not work. It will never work. And like you need, you know, and this is another thing. I think Wardlow should be getting wins over guys like Claudio, Daniel Bryan. Like I think the big names, Miro, I think not all at once, by the way, like take your time. I think he needs to be in meaningful programs, getting big wins over big names. I'd put him in there with Christian. I'd get get programs out of this. Go give me 1 to 2 month programs with guys. And that's how you make Wardlow a big star. Not giving him a TNT title and having him wrestle nobodies. It's not the way to make, that's why the momentum has gone down. And I don't know how anybody in creative or anything isn't going, look, we have a guy that was getting great reactions, a homegrown talent. Let's run with this. Instead, they've gone, like, haven't featured him on TV every week. And like, I'm like, it's dwindling down. They desperately need to get him in a meaningful program with people month after month after month. He needs big wins when they matter, when they count. And you do it with the established guys and guys there. And it's not anyone, it's doing good business. And you're the guys, because if he gets bigger and you make that name bigger with the people they have, you can, ratings can start to improve, attendance can improve, and people theoretically should make more money over time. But like, it's not going to last forever. And eventually that momentum, and he has to change it up a little bit. And then guys get victories over him at a later period. And that energy is transferred. It's a very simple process. But when you have a natural energy with something working, you can't be offended at beating guys. Guys and everyone, that's the business. But like, you got to capitalize on natural momentum. And when people are genuinely interested, when you have a talent that has something special about them, you have to say like, look, we're going to have you do this program. It's going to be for him at the end, but we're going to do some good business. We're going to pay you good. Like, it's not rocket science, but I feel like it's almost in a way it's scared booking of like, well, we don't want to, like, you got to beat guys. You have to. I've done it. I've had guys do the favor for me many times. I've done it for them at multiple points. That's the name of the game. When the momentum is hot, that's the hot ticket. And it needs to be a team effort of realizing of like, man, this is who we're running with right now. And like, you got to capitalize on that. But you need people in creative in those meetings raising their hand and saying, "This guys, what are we doing? Why are we not featuring this guy on TV? Man, why are we having him wrestle nobodies for this title right now on not even our biggest show?" Mind-blowing to me. And I think they need to improve on that stuff. I want to see that as a talent. Like, man, I don't want to see those problems. I'm like, you got people there that know, like, man, people need to speak up. And like, because Wardlow, again, someone like that, he's new, he speaks up, he's now difficult to work with. You need people there to protect these guys and go, man, no, like Tony, this guy needs to be on TV every week. You need him getting wins every month over a big guy in storylines. Let's see more character. Let's figure out creative storylines month after month after month and let this guy go on a big streak and beating big names. And right, and it's not going to hurt those other guys. You find storylines for the other guys, but it's guys knowing, okay, they're running with this guy right now. But like, you got to capitalize on that stuff, man. And I've lived it. I know it. I see it. When I see it, I see it. And it's like, come on. You do it with select people, man. And it's easy to sit back and watch, right? And this isn't like, I'm not, it's like running a wrestling, I would never want to run a wrestling company or anything. Like, I think the amount of stress and effort in that is for, and to turn a profit is extremely difficult in pro wrestling, and very few people have been successful at that, right? And so like but you need people there to speak up on this stuff and creative and like to like, this is like, what are we doing? You want like, that's why I'm big on the social media. You want everyone to become larger than life superstars, and the more people you have with big followings, the more likely those people on social media are going to watch your wrestling program, to watch the people that they like. Every talent can get a little chunk of an audience, and that like that stuff needs to be talked about and discussed and understood from a team standpoint and effort. But that's where coming in. That's why I talked about, like, you got to pay guys well. Guys don't care. Everyone knows it's physical acting in the business with that. I tell you, you want to beat me? Hey man, just don't cut my pay and threaten to fire me and tell me I'm a loser. No, pay me good, man. I have no problem laying down for anybody, but hey, don't pay me less because I'm doing the favors to help like, over a period of time and diminish my value. No, make it worth it forever. And that's where I talked about the pay with wrestling. That's the exact point that all these problems that occur, like more people are more, you know, people know they're making good money. They'll more than no issue going out and doing the favors when the time is right for somebody. None. And if they do, get rid of them. But when you pay, it's when you, like the old Vince thing, and you pay people less and you hold their job over them and threaten them and they think that they're going to get fired, and then you use them less and less because you've diminished their value too much. Like, how does that make any sense? It's physical acting. But that was where when I talked about the pay, that was exactly what that, and then they ran off on a whole other tangent that I wanted equal pay for. I'm like, couldn't have been any further from the truth, but it is what it is. So super chat, just got the brain feed with the wake up order. What does that do exactly? Do I have to keep using it to keep the benefits? It a memory and focus formula, my man. And also though, and it is a bit of an energy formula, natural energy with the teacrine in it that we have. It enhances the effect of creatine. So if you take it with your wake up limited energy, it will actually enhance the effects of that, as well. And you'll just notice you're locked in. I take it every morning and it just helps me. Like when I do like the big chunk of my morning work. It just helps you just stay locked in and at the task that you're doing. I just like the way that I feel on it the more than when I'm not on it with that. But yeah, you definitely need to keep taking it if you want, like with that, as far as, and you'll know, you'll see when you take it. I think if you take it and then don't take it, I think you'll be able to differentiate between the two. But too, like things like that, listening to an audiobook helps me. I just stay locked in a little more. If I'm reading a physical book, I just stay locked in a little bit more than if I'm not on it. Ryback versus The Rock. Imagine the promos with "You smell what The Rock is cooking," or "If you smell what The Rock is cooking," and "Feed me more." Me and The Rock just doing a cooking show. He's cooking, I'm eating. The Rock and Ryback, that would be a badass show. Rock cooks cheat meals, and then I eat it. But we would have to eat it together, and it's the feeding time. But it's do you smell what the Rock is cooking? And that's the show, and it's a YouTube cook show. We actually, with the Rock, we have to be on TV. He's not going to just do YouTube, even though I think it could be more profitable. But to get a big TV contract, Rock every week has, like, I have to guess what the Rock is cooking based off the smell, and then we do the feeding time eating together, just a big cheat meal every week. I have not watched the Young Rock stuff. I definitely would be interested in sitting down at some point if I had a bunch of free time and catching up on that, as I have heard good things about it. I don't know. I'm not familiar on the Logan Paul social media, dethroning social media. I have no idea. I'm not sure what you're referencing on that. I talked about Logan Paul versus Roman earlier in the show, though. Thank you for the vanilla mocha. Yeah, I absolutely love our new vanilla mocha, ISO Hungry, and it is selling very well. It is, I love to just mix it with water, with ice in the blender, and it tastes absolutely amazing. I've had pretty much all the other plant proteins. I have not had another plant protein that is as good as ours, and especially the way that it mixes and tastes. I think it is... I'm very, very happy. And the goal is, yes, I want a lot more flavors with everything. I'm just waiting for all this legal stuff to wrap up, and then we will move forward. It is just waiting to get all this over with. Taryn Stewart, thank you for the super chat. Any memorable moments of Ryback and Stone Cold? Steve Austin. Yeah, I've done the Stone Cold podcast two times. Once in WWE when I was in when I fought Kevin Owens for the Intercontinental title. It was our second matchup in LA at Staples Center at the time. And I did the show. I didn't even know I was doing the show. He just showed up and he goes, "Oh, you're doing the show today." And I go, "What? What?" And he goes, "You're on the podcast today." He goes, "No one told you." I go, "No." And I wasn't going to argue, but I had a pay-per-view match that day, and I was wanting to get with Kevin but of course I'll do the show. And he had it all set up, and I went and grabbed a coffee or two, and we went and we did the show. But I was that WWE, they didn't tell me that I was doing the Stone Cold podcast. And so that was the first one. Then he called, maybe it's been a couple of years now, two and a half, not, it hasn't been three, I don't think. Maybe it has, but after COVID, because it was prior to COVID, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I think. He'd called and asked if I wanted to do the show again. I said, absolutely. And I don't do a lot of stuff or interviews and things. So, but I was like, you get asked to do that, you do it. He talked quite a bit, and he always, I love him. One of my favorites growing up, and if not my favorite for a period, as everybody else, right? And just, I get along with him very, very well. I get along better with guys of his era, the Kevin Nashes and him. Then I feel I say get along better. I agree with their psychology and mentality on the business. Hello, hello. Do you think Charlotte Flair is the one to dethrone Roman? That got me. I wasn't expecting that. Good comment. I enjoyed my Tough Enough run. I thought it was a great time. And with that, guys, I think we're going to wrap up today's show. I've got to work. I've got a lot of work to do on my shoulder here today with everything. And to do a little bit more work before I relax and complete this 24-hour fast that I'm deep into with everything. Go ahead, please check out my Feed Me More Nutrition over on feedmemore.com. We've got all the merchandise available over there as well. Get a free bottle of the Brain Feed formula all month on feedmemore.com. Just select it as your free gift with your orders, and you'll get a free bottle of our Brain Feed memory and focus support for $34.99 for absolutely free with that. And you can save 20% with discount code RYBACKSHOW20 as well. Guys, thank you very much, Instagram, TikTok, for the live streams. We're about to hit 3.3 million on TikTok. We're about to hit 405,000 finally here on YouTube. I think we maybe even might have hit it. I know we're very close. So thank you guys for all the love and support on all the channels. And if you guys could please subscribe to Ryback TV and turn notifications on, it's greatly appreciated with all of that. And again, the iTunes reviews on the podcast are always, always greatly appreciated as well. Let's have a great weekend. We'll have a new feeding time coming out. Actually, I take that back. I may be doing a Ryback Has Heat video tomorrow. I scored a couple of those new Pocky one chip challenges, and I know I said I wasn't going to do the hot stuff, but the chip, I was going to do it with Phoenix Marie because I got two of them, but she's out of town. She's going to the Bahamas for her birthday, and she's in Florida right now. So I'm either going to hold off and hold those chips off for when she's back, which I think I'm going to do because she likes to do the hot videos. So and do a video with me and her doing the Pocky one chip challenge. So I'll probably save those and do a feeding time for Monday. And now that I think about it, because I think that will do better doing the Pocky chip challenge with her rather than myself with that. So, stay tuned for that the next couple of weeks when she's back. I'll link up with her and we'll knock out that and have a good time sweating. And those aren't as bad as some of the extracts and stuff. So I'm like, I'll do a Pocky one chip challenge with it. So. Anyways, guys, thank you very much for the love and support. With that, have a great weekend. And until next time, my friends, stay hungry. Feed me more. Hey, Rybackers, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications. For the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch, visit feedmemore.com.